Now let's turn to page 821 in our hymnals for Psalm 100, which we will read responsively. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with singing. Know that the Lord who made us is God. We are the Lord's. We are the people of God, the sheep of God's pasture. Enter God's gates with thanksgiving and God's courts with praise. Give thanks and bless God's name. For the Lord is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. God's faithfulness to all generations.
Our second reading comes from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, verses 11 through 16, and then 20 through 24. As always, I hope that you'll follow along either in your Bible or in the Pew Bible. If you use the Pew Bible, you'll find this reading on page 756 in the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible. Hear these words. For thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep, and will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. There they shall lie down in good grazing lands, and they shall feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, but the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you pushed with flank and shoulder and butted at all the weak animals with your horns until you scattered them far and wide, I will save my flock, and they shall no longer be ravaged. And I will judge between sheep and sheep. I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
A reading from the book of Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
Let us now turn to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46, We've been following right through the parables and the lessons, and now we come to the section that's termed the Judgment of the Nations. You can find this lesson on page 27 of the New Testament or your Pew Bible. Hear these words, and this is Jesus speaking. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will put the sheep at His right hand and the goats at the left. Then the King will say to those at His right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave Me food. I was thirsty, and you gave Me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed Me. I was naked, and you gave Me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of Me. I was in prison, and you visited Me." Then the righteous will answer Him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the King will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of My family, you did it to Me." Then He will say to those at His left hand, "You that are accursed, depart from Me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave Me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave Me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome Me, naked, and you did not give Me clothing, sick and in prison, and you did not visit Me." Then they also will answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?" Then He will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to Me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, today, as I mentioned at the beginning, is an important day. But there also is triple importance to this day in the Methodist Church. Today, as you probably know, is Christ the King Sunday, but it's also Thanksgiving Sunday, and it is Bible Sunday as well. Today surely provides us with lots of food for thought and prayer. It's also a day of amazing opportunity for each of us. So in light of that opportunity, again this week I'm going to ask for 3 volunteers to come up with me right up here, but not if you've volunteered before, somebody else. 3 volunteers. I promise you won't have to say a word. There is faith and confidence in action. Look at you. All right. So go ahead, stand right up here. I said that you don't have to talk, but each of you will do a solo now. Sing a solo. No. No. I'm kidding.
You're not going to have anybody to preach to.
Ooh. Well, on this Bible Sunday, which is the opening of Bible Week, I have a gift for each of these 3 women, a Bible and a challenge. What I'm going to hand them is copies of the New Testament in the Common English Bible translation. Some of you know we've been talking about this new translation. This is the newest version of the Bible recommended by the United Methodist Church. So if I'm going to hand these to you, and they are a gift to you. So if you guys would take your seats and your Bible and we can talk about the challenge. That was it. You did that very well. Well, what about this challenge to them and to you? Think about John Wesley, who's the founder, as you know, of the movement that would become the United Methodist Church. He often referred to himself as a man of one book. He was widely read and highly educated, so that wasn't exactly an accurate statement, but I believe you can figure out what he meant. The man of one book. His one book was the Bible. Wesley read and studied the Bible every day, and so should each of us. Of all the books that you have ever read in your lifetime, of all the books that you will ever read in the future during your life, the Bible can be the single most important book in your life. Of that I am absolutely certain. The message of the Bible is life-affirming and life-transforming. And so I have a special challenge for the three of you who came forward, who just received this New Testament. Make this your own Bible. Where if you already have a translation that you like, I challenge you to find someone in your life who could benefit from this amazing book and give that book to that person as a gift. That is evangelism, sharing the good word. And for these three people and everyone who can hear my voice, I also offer a challenge and an opportunity. During this Advent of 2011, which we're just about to embark upon, challenge yourself to make it a daily priority to read a portion of your Bible. Every day you should practice the spiritual discipline of reading the Bible and praying. Take a copy of the Upper Room that we have available, or ask me for a good devotional resource. Put today's bulletin in the front cover of your Bible and read the lectionary readings for this week and then for next week, a few readings at a time. You've heard me preach this so many times, but during Advent of this year, you can make it a habit in your life of reading the Bible in a daily devotion. If you don't already do this, then this could be an amazing Christmas gift to yourself, and one that you will come to value every day of the year. Try it. You'll like it. Well, as you well know, this coming Thursday is Thanksgiving Day. If you haven't seen enough recipes in the newspaper or on the internet, well, it turns out, therefore, that today is Thanksgiving Sunday. When you think about it, Christians are generally people of gratitude who realize that God's grace, that is, God's unconditional love for you and God's gift of eternal life and salvation through Jesus, God's grace is the most amazing gift that any of us will ever receive. At its core, that's exactly what a Christian worship service is all about, praising God, worshiping God, and thanking God for all of the tangible gifts of God's grace that bless each of our lives. Today, and then again on Thursday, I pray that you will take some special time in your heart and your mind to thank God for all the blessings in your life. Your family, your friends, your prosperity, your challenges, your health, your body, your active mind, your beautiful Colorado home, the wonder of all creation. Take some time to thank God for your very life. And I offer you another opportunity. In order to thank God and to make this Thanksgiving Day one that you will long remember and cherish, join me in attending the Interfaith Thanksgiving service that I mentioned. This year held at University Park, UMC, I promise that you will be glad that you attended this amazing worship service. Well, thirdly and most importantly, today is Christ the King Sunday. In some people's minds, it's also known as the Reign of Christ Sunday. As you may well know, as I mentioned earlier, this is the last Sunday of the calendar year. Next Sunday begins a brand new year in the church. That day, next Sunday, the 27th, is the first Sunday of Advent. And we will begin year B of the lectionary cycle. And what that means to you is that that year we will be studying the Gospel of Mark. On Christ the King Sunday, we wrestle with the theological idea and the daily realization that Jesus Christ is Lord of our lives. Listen again to that simple declaration that we often take for granted. Jesus Christ is Lord. The meaning of this sounds like something from a comic book. That's what we called them when I was a kid. Now they call them graphic novels. But listen, truly, Jesus is the master of the universe. To say that Jesus is Lord is to proclaim that there is nothing more important in your life, that you owe absolute allegiance to Christ over every power or principle, and that you will literally and figuratively bow down to Jesus as your King. And for me to say that in the 21st century, it'll probably take a bit of thinking and pondering to wrap your head around what that truly means. Jesus is Lord. I want you to listen again to the words from Ephesians that Kevin read. God put this power to work in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but in every age to come. And He has put all things under Jesus' feet and has made Him the head over all things for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. And perhaps the most amazing fact of this is the fact that this is a king unlike any king the world has ever known. Look at the image on the cover of this week's bulletin. Go ahead, take a look at that image. Our King, the Master of the Universe, is portrayed in the Bible and in visual art as a shepherd. Now, we may not think of it in these terms, but in the time of Jesus, a shepherd was the lowliest and least of all the professions. And yet our King is Himself a shepherd who will stop at nothing to look after His sheep and to bring home those who are lost. Hear again these words from Ezekiel. For thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. That's our shepherd. We also hear from Matthew's gospel in this difficult lesson that our King, the Almighty Shepherd, will come to judge us all at the end of time, separating goats from sheep, the unrighteous from the righteous. And as every Sunday school kid can tell you, we really, really want to be among the sheep. Just as you heard in this account, the bottom line for Jesus in judging His people is the extent to which you have cared for the physical and spiritual need of God's people. It is that simple. You need to care for your sisters and brothers as you would care for Jesus. And so I offer you one final opportunity on this Sunday when we're about to begin the wonderful season of Advent. Take the opportunity, find a way that you can offer this kind of help personally, one-on-one, face-to-face, cara a cara, to offer that help to a sister or brother in need. You need to feed clothe, visit, welcome, and love someone just as Jesus has done for you. Finally, to draw together all these themes of gratitude and praise and service, I ask you now to close your eyes and to listen, really listen and hear these words of Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is He that made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good, His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Amen.